South Africa and India are going head-to-head in the Wanda Cement T20 tomorrow in Durban. Game starts at 5 p.m. That's 1700 hours. And joining us, we have Heinrich with us, and we have Otniel Bartman, and we have Donovan Ferreira. Good morning, gentlemen.
Morning.
Morning, Wim.
You've been sad, you've been wormed.
It's a rough morning for Darren.
How's it, man? Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Fahid is filling in for Sky Shabalala. He's been called away to an international soccer thing.
Yeah.
So he's been rucked away. But Fahida knows her things.
Okay, you go Fahida first. Yeah. I have so many questions.
Yeah, me too. Tomorrow's a massive one. Obviously, you guys go against India. Four times, but the first is tomorrow. It's a repeat of the World Cup, but you guys get a chance at redemption tomorrow. The first of four chances. How's the feeling?
I didn't know for that question. I already didn't ask that question. Yeah, obviously, it's different conditions. It's a new different series as well. What happened in the past.
Yeah.
So we're looking forward to a new challenge.
Donovan?
Well, I mean, I wasn't at the World Cup. I was watching. So, yeah, I think always playing against India is always a challenge on its own. They've got so much depth. They've got a lot of quality. And, I mean, we're just as good. So it's going to be a good head-to-head challenge. You know, and whoever rocks up on the day is going to take it. So we're definitely up for it. I think a lot of guys are hungry to redeem what happened in the World Cup final. You know, they want to prove a point. So it's going to be good. I think the crowds are going to be good. Sold out. You know, and it's our home turf, and we need to lay it down, and we need to show what happens on our home turf.
So historically, we know how amazing this match is. Obviously, India are really in form at the moment and strong team, but so is South Africa, and we love watching the Proteas beat great international teams like this one. So, considering that India are so in form, what would you say is your edge going into tomorrow, other than the fact that we are at home, or how are you guys looking at things going into the match?
Well, I think obviously it is a format series, but whoever starts well, you know, gives you that edge. I mean, if you look at our players, they head to head, I think we're better than them.
Yes. Say it again. We agree. Say it again.
Head to head, we are better than them. I mean, our batting lineup and our bowling lineup, we're covering all bases. So, and it's our home conditions. I think if you look at their team, not many of their players have played in South Africa or played away tours. So that, I think that gives us the edge. It's our home conditions. We know exactly how to play in these conditions, and we've got all bases covered. So what more do we need?
Heinrich, can I ask you a question, right? We've got a little bit of moisture in KZN right now. We'll speak to all of us. We'll have to do our individual words with the individual higher powers to make sure that the weather conditions are perfect for a 5 p.m. Friday first ball thrown or bowled. How does the moisture, who favors, who's favored? Which team and style is favored by a moist pitch?
Thanks for asking me that question. I think obviously if there's a little bit of moisture in the surface, I think for the seamers it's probably a little bit of movement, so Otniel might enjoy that. But also as the game progresses, a little bit of moisture probably speeds up the surface as well, and then somebody like Donovan can probably eat some of those big sixes as well. So I think it all depends on the situation of the match. But let's hope there's not a lot of moisture around tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, so if we can just get rid of that today. Fahida and Common, if you could just...
Yeah, I'll come to the stadium with our hair dryers.
I just wanted to say...
And we'll just dry the pitch.
We're going to stop it all and then...
Yeah. Okay,
cool.
We'll sort it.
All right, so Otniel Bartman and Donovan Ferreira are here with us. South Africa take on India head-to-head in the Wanda Cement T20. Tomorrow, it's 1-4. Exciting times, and they're here with us live.
Darren, Sky, and Carmen on East Coast Radio.
Just before the break, we spoke to Heinrich about the pitch, and he gave us some great insights about what to expect with the ball there. But the crowd, guys, it's a sold-out event. Durban pulls through with the heat. How do you guys feel about just the stadium being sort of sold out?
Yeah, obviously it's quite exciting for me, especially playing in front of your own crowd. It's always nice, and you know, Durban always pulling through. Hopefully the weather stays away, but I think it's going to be exciting playing India at home. Like the other one said, we after the channels, the test guys just joined us now, and they're full of confidence heading into the series. So, yeah, I think we got all bases covered for this one, and then hopefully we can pull it through with a couple of wins.
Speaking of which, I want to ask all three of you, specifically for tomorrow's match, but for the series, the next four matches, who do you guys think we should have our eyes out on? Who do you think are some standout players and are going to do some epic, epic things?
Well, I'll start off. Mm-hmm. I think Donovan Ferreira and Othniel Barkman are two definite nice. to look for tomorrow afternoon, evening. And then obviously for me, it's always David Miller and Keshav. I think the local boys, I think they've come off some good form as well. So hopefully they can set the tone. But yeah, I do think we'll have a very exciting 11 that we're going to field tomorrow.
Yeah, I think it's difficult for us as players to answer this because obviously we have to have faith in everyone. But I mean, someone like Stubbo, he's in great form coming off two centuries now in the last couple of games. So, yeah, I think it's difficult. We might have some people that don't want to go have dinner with us if we keep saying who's okay. going to perform and who's not going to perform.
But
yeah, we don't want to have domestics in the team.
Guys, do you want to do a shout-out to our Proteas, our Lady Proteas, who are just representing internationally now, like nothing else? How are they doing so well?
Yeah, I think, we've just spoken about them and the success they've had over the past few seasons. I think they've grown in heaps and bounds over the last few years, reaching two World Cup finals as well. Another disappointing final, but I do think we're very close to lifting a World Cup, either with the men or the ladies. But yeah, just immensely proud of how far they've come, and hopefully they'll just keep going.
Lucka, Heinrich, Othniel, Donovan, thank you for joining us this morning. Good luck tomorrow. I don't know if we say this in theatre, break a leg, but I don't suppose you said that.
No.
Do not want
injuries.
Break the wicket.
Break the wicket.
Break the bowlers.
See you guys tomorrow. Listen, I would tell you to go and get your tickets, but it's sold out. South Africa playing India here in Durban at the first of the four. Where are the other three taking place?
So starting off Hollywood Bets Kingsmead and then moving to St. George's, Supersport Park, and then the Wanderers.
So for those of you who have got the tickets, you're in for a treat. Those of you who don't have a ticket, you're going to have to phone that uncle of an uncle who knows somebody, and hopefully you can make it there. Otherwise, you just have to watch it on TV. Guys, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for having us. East Coast Breakfast.